Dowsing. Step-by-step guide to starting pendulum dowsing from scratch. The ultimate guide to the magic of pendulums and how to use them for divination. Written by Charles Thompson. Chapter 1. You are already psychic. Story: X-ray vision. N. Igel was not psychic in any way until later in life, when he opened himself to his intuition via dowsing. He shares a remarkable story of how perception can change when you choose to allow yourself to be intuitive. I was teaching at the time the story I'm about to tell happened. I was also just getting really interested in dowsing, but had no real idea what to do with it. All I knew was that it showed me that what I could see and touch wasn't the whole of what was around me. I suppose that it had allowed my mind to begin to think in different ways. What happened was that I was at lunch as usual. As far as I can recall, it had been a normal sort of morning, and my usual practice was to relax over lunch while I ran over what I was going to be teaching in the afternoon. I wasn't paying a great deal of attention to what others at my table were talking about. I knew them only in passing, really. There was a large teaching staff, and sometimes the administrative people lunched with us as well. It was one of those support people who was sitting near me. I was vaguely aware of her name, but that was about as much as I knew about her. I was satisfied with how my afternoon was looking, so, with nothing pressing to do, I sat back after finishing my meal and let my mind drift a little. You should know that I am a very visual person. In other words, I think in pictures. I see snapshots of events in my mind. If someone asks me if I have seen something they have misplaced, I see the area and can tell if it was there or not. It's just the way my mind has always worked. If I watch a film, I'll be looking at the background and picking out items such as books on a shelf or trying to identify what type of stove they have in their kitchen. Especially true if the film isn't that entertaining in some places. In other words, pictures, not words, are predominant for me. So there I was, wondering whether to get up and leave or just let the time pass a little more, when I heard this woman talk about a pain she was having in her knee. She said that it has been getting worse recently. There were murmurs of condolences from the others. Then she said that she thought that it was probably due to an old injury she had had when she was still in school. She said that it had happened when she was playing netball, and she had damaged her knee then. I still wince a little when I think about what I did next. Without meaning to, I got a very clear picture of the internal structure of her knee in my mind, and I just knew, without any doubt, what the injury was. So, not thinking at all, I piped up and said, "Oh, you tore the anterior cruciate ligament in your left knee." She had not said which knee was giving her pain and had given no other detail, and yet here I was letting her know that, somehow, I knew the precise details of what had happened. I knew I was right in what I had said because she turned to me with a very strange expression on her face, angry? Upset? Annoyed? Astonished? I don't know, maybe a mix of all of them. She asked, demanded actually, how I knew that, and I, only then realizing what I had said, couldn't find the words. I mean, really? Would saying I saw it in my mind have done any good? I mumbled something about having to leave and get ready to teach, and made a hasty and embarrassed exit. She never showed up again.